This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright, and today we're very happy to have Sue Small back. She is the executive director of the Florida Wildlife Hospital, and today she brought in Corey, who is a barn owl, and you've had him for 3 years. And how did you come about getting him?
Corey is one of our educational ambassadors. He came to us because when he was discovered as a baby, he was missing a wing, so he was not able to be released into the wild and take care of himself. We have a special permit to have him as an educational ambassador and to take him out in public and do educational programs so people can learn about owls.
People have owls on their property, whether they live in residential areas or out in the woods, but you're not allowed to own owls?
That's correct. Owls are under the jurisdiction of U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and they are not able to be owned as pets. Any of the native birds that we have for educational programs, we do have a special permit, and we do have to do a certain number of programs per year to justify keeping the birds as educational ambassadors.
Well, one of the cool things about the Florida Wildlife Hospital is that you are a not-for-profit and you don't receive government funding directly. You rely a lot on donations from people in the community that are concerned about animals. This being the end of the year, it's a good time. If you haven't made your contributions for the year and you're thinking about tax deductions, it'd be a great time to make a gift to the Florida Wildlife Hospital. And you have a great opportunity for people to adopt an owl.
We do. All of our educational ambassadors are available for adoption. You don't actually get to take them home, but you do get a matted photograph, an adoption certificate, and a fact sheet about the species. We have a barn owl, which is Corey, who came with us today, 2 barred owls, a great horned owl, an eastern screech owl. We also have an American kestrel, which is a small falcon, and we have our box turtle, a gopher tortoise, and a red rat snake. The information is on our website if anyone's interested in adopting these. They make great gifts for those people that have everything, neighbors, children's teachers, just a way to share wildlife with the community and to support Florida Wildlife Hospital.
What a great thing if you have somebody that is into wildlife preservation. To make a great gift, and it's tax deductible too. Tell us a little bit about what's coming up as far as your rehabilitation season. What do you expect to see coming into the hospital?
Well, we're into migration now. We're getting a lot more seabirds. The pelicans and some of the other birds are coming down from up north to escape the cold weather, so they're, I guess, truly snowbirds. If they don't come down soon enough, we sometimes get pelicans in with frostbite and other injuries from the cold. The weather here and sometimes lack of food also can affect their health, and some of them are just suffering from migration exhaustion. It's a very long trip that they make, and if they're not in top condition when they start out, by the time they get here, they're often very weak and just cannot continue on their own.
For people that aren't familiar with the hospital, how many animals do you treat on average in a year?
Past few years have taken in over 4,800 patients a year. At this point, we're already over 4,200 for the year. We're actually hoping our numbers will be a little lower than previous years, but you never know what could happen. We take care of native Florida wildlife and migratory birds.
So if someone finds an injured animal on their property or somewhere, they can call you for advice as to how to treat it?
Absolutely. They can reach us at 321-254-8843.
And you do your best to rehabilitate them and release them back into the wild. Some animals that are not able to be rehabilitated and released, then they become education animals.
And that's true. Our primary goal is to rehabilitate and release. The ones that are non-releasable, we do attempt to find them permanent homes if it's possible.
Sue, I want to thank you so much for coming in. We look forward to your visits and all of the great animals that we get to see. And if you'd like to find out more about the Florida Wildlife Hospital, you can go to their website, which is
floridawildlifehospital.org. We also have a Facebook page.